Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there sat with his disciples. And the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come to him, and he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Now, I've been sharing, this is the part four of this message, and I want you to please go back and get the audio recordings on the website and listen to them again. Now, let me tell you straight up that in that, I hope you know that gathering was more than 5,000 people. In fact, church history tells us that they were... Can you just get this mic up a bit? I got some feedback that we are very low online. So, just do something or try something. Now, the church history tells us that there were about 20,000 people in that meeting. That young boy was not the only one with food that day. Come on now, stay with me. That young boy was not the only one who came with a bottle of water. People knew where they were going to. Some people prepared. They came. They knew. Some of them had some things, but for their children. They kept it. That in case, because the man of God preaches 7 hours, 4 hours. So in case, we'll be eating while listening to the word of God. That boy was not the only one that Andrew asked, "Can you give us your bread?" Do you know that most likely that boy didn't bring that bread and fish there to eat? He brought it to sell. Does it make sense? He came alone. His parents were not there. It's just like being in traffic and somebody is selling gala. But when the master had need of food, then the boy was willing to give a source of business to the Lord. Now, if you put 5 loaves and 2 fish into a basket, a big basket, do you get up to a quarter? Does it fill up a quarter? It doesn't. Does it even fill up? It's just like just dumping. There's a lot of space. There was a man that was also nameless who Jesus needed his donkey. And he said, "If they ask you who sent you, say the master. I'm also nameless, but I am master." So there's only one master in Israel. When you hear master, it means he's not far away. So the man released. So it's possible Jesus knew that man has been coming to his meeting and was blessed. There's nobody Jesus will send you to that he will not have prepared the heart of the man. When God says, "Go to the widow of Zarephath," he has prepared the woman's heart, whether by force or reluctantly, to give you the last meal. And the man released the cord. Jesus rode on it, but before he rode on it, Peter said, "Hold on, we have to do this thing properly." They put some ropes on it. Maybe they also borrowed that one too, or it was their jacket. They put it on it, and Jesus sat down. Jesus did not refuse the honor of men. Now, if you go to Philippians, the word of God says, he thought it not robbery to be co-equal with God. But he chose the form of a servant. That means if he had come to earth and said, "I am God," it would not have been a sin in heaven. That's the meaning of that scripture. If he had come and began to shine in his glory, people would have followed him because of the glory, not because of the word. That would later become a bigger problem. Like those who follow God because of miracle and not because of the word of his mouth. Because the day God now says, today there's no miracle, pray through till you survive. They will become offended at God. Just the way John the Baptist became offended at Jesus. But in this particular situation, and please, I want you to hear me clearly. When they brought that cloth and dressed it up and put clothes on the highway for him, he didn't refuse, he took it. He took the honor. The cloth allowed himself to be used was the first cloth to step on that red rug. That's what happens when you allow God to use your life. Come on, say, my heart, my soul belongs to the Lord. Now, you need to say this to yourself so much until your soul begins to enter a reset mode and recalibrate towards God. That young boy in that gathering, in that crusade, possibly also came to sell while listening to the word of God. But when he heard that the master needed something, he provided it. Now, excuse me and hear me clearly. It is not only before man that your gift will make room for you. Before God, your gift, that boy's gift, took him from the back and they brought him to Jesus. I thought the boy brought $500 million. It was just 5 loaves. What was not even a big deal if Jesus wanted to feed his own disciples. But at that moment, it became gold. And there was a young boy that was faceless and nameless, but he had something and he was willing to part with it. It was that willingness that made Andrew say, we cannot just take this prophet offering. You need to come and receive prayers. And they brought that young boy to Jesus. At the end of that story, they had 12 baskets left. Who took the basket? Who took the basket? You see, the boy will now move from business name to limited. God cannot be mocked. There are certain levels of supernatural provision. No matter how much you speak in tongues, that a man, a woman, a bishop, archbishop, pastor, reverend, doctor, missus, whatever, cannot know until you exchange your source of sustenance with that which only the Lord can give. Excuse me, there was a woman that died and Peter went to visit her. Dorcas, or was it Dorcas? Not Tabitha. Dorcas. Excuse me, why did Peter leave Jerusalem and go there? Huh? Because of her, she was used to giving to the needy, to the poor. She was a believer. That means she used her resources to help the church. Now, I hope you know that in the early church, the welfare department was a very strong department. In fact, the first quarrel in the church was because of food. It wasn't Satan. The first deacon they ordained was because of food. It was not administrative, like we want ministers, hallelujah, we want ministers. No, it was quarrel. The Greeks. That's why sometimes God is laughing at us. Just the same way politicians go out and share rice and you vote. God knew that this gospel will not be well received if the stomach is empty. God knew. So the disciples faced a lot of opposition. So God raised people amongst them. That was why God was angry with Ananias. In this kingdom, we only trade all. We don't trade half. I'm telling you why sometimes it's easy to think that God failed us when we didn't put all on the table, especially when he has asked for it. I'm telling you what brings unquenchable increase. It was not really about the 5 loaves. It was about the fact that this boy was willing. God would have expected more from the adults. Are you telling me in a gathering of 20,000 people, nobody had anything in his pocket? After preaching to them for 3 days, or how many days they were there, did Jesus take an offering? How many of them came to say, "A man of God, we are so blessed, take $100,000. Are you telling me there was nobody there? Excuse me, are you saying in that old place, everybody was poor? Are you saying in that place, all those big, big men wearing their long beard and cassock, all those men of God from other churches that came, nobody had 200 naira? What the boy brought, the Bible says, was valued at 200 penny. Now, I don't know the value of that in naira, but it looks like it's very small. It is not every time God will say, "Come and sow." The decision you make on your own will save you from emergency sowing. Because some people want to hear God say, "My son, I want you to sow for your next season." So God will not hear. Do you see the problem in the whole world? Your own issue is a small one. If you like, suffer. David said, "I've set the Lord always before me. It is only as I look to him, then I realize." You know, you won't hear a voice, but something will just move in your heart. Dag, brother. Ah, no. My friend is dead now, Dag Green. Recently, I began to see how the devil aborted a man's destiny. That guy should have been a servant of the Lord. I'm telling you. I looked at... you see, the way God reads the newspaper is not the way we read it too. Because before something happens, it has been announced in the spirit realm that this thing is going to happen. Ah, the wife will feel it. She will be okay last. If in a gathering of 20,000 people, only a small boy was knowledgeable enough and willing enough without coercion, and Jesus didn't even say, "Let's ordain him deacon," because he's willing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then it is on the strength of that story you will now understand when Jesus said, "Except a man receive the kingdom like a what? A little child." He cannot enter into it. Have you ever flogged your child before and then she was eating biscuit? You now tell her, "Give me," and she still gives you. That's the nature. Because she knows that there is something in the store that is like a carton, and she doesn't have to worry about giving you this one. Somehow, daddy is the strongest man in the world. Somehow. But we try to tell them there are some people daddy also says, "Yes, sir," to. Except. When you say except, that means outside this law. Nothing. Can you see why people many times, for instance, can be in a office. There is no teacher in the restroom. They want the office to raise expense to go and buy tissue. It doesn't cost them anything. Just buy two, put it there. God sees and he knows. He knows all the extra effort that you are putting. You can choose to be matured like the other boys and say, "God knows what he will do." Hallelujah. The Lord knows what he's going to do. He's the Almighty God. What he says he can do, what he does, he will repeat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God is saying, "I just need 5 loaves. Today is not about preaching. I just need 5 loaves. Anything to I can multiply." If it was 1 loaf, he would have still multiplied it. Come on now. I say if it is 1 loaf, it would have still what? That means that in a gathering of at least 20,000 people, God mathematically rates a possibility of 1% or 1 that will be willing. The issue did not start today. It has been there since the days of Jesus. Meanwhile, they followed him because they saw his miracles. There were people there that had big businesses and had resources. Yet when they saw Andrew, please, do you have any food there? We want to multiply. Do you have any food? I said, no. Meanwhile, the thing is in his hand, though. But the answer is no. When you read the scriptures, try to see the character of God. Try to see the way God behaved in certain situations. It will give you an idea on how to work with him. That the best time to give to God is when you are broke. I just said something. Only that which the Lord multiplies will stay in your hands. Only that which the Lord multiplies will stay in your hands. God's commitment to provision is only in the place where his will is being done. Did you hear what I said? I said God's commitment to your provision is only in the place where his will is being done. And do you know why? Because there are many talents that have been hijacked from God's presence, and they are serving the counsel and the purposes of Satan today. So God is committed to his own will. God is committed to his own will. There are many people who do businesses, but there are some who do businesses because God said so. Amen. There are many people that want to leave their jobs. They are not happy, but God says stay there. Do you understand? God says stay there. But God's provision. One of my friends came to my office then and said, guy, I need like 3,000. I want to buy fuel. And I said to him, I have 3,000. I'm not going to give you because you are living a riotous life. This your Jeep. When you park on the road of Lekki, give people money to push it to a corner. Go and look for money. Maybe another useless person will help you, but not me. The guy thought I was joking. I just walked back into my office. We are still best friends, though. Because you see, we still chatted a few days ago on the new Avengers film. Sometimes when you help people, you are not really helping them. Do you understand? When you help people, you are not really helping them. Now, let me ask you. If that boy was willing to release 5 loaves and 2 fishes and then he left with 12 baskets filled, does that look like a retailer or a wholesaler? He has moved. Because whatever he sells that day will not be the value of 200 pennyworth. God sees. God knows. Let your life be marked by dangerous sacrifice. Don't wait till you are in a tight corner to be trying to hear God. Mike Murdock said, your seed does not, when it leaves your hand, it doesn't leave your life. It goes into your future and makes a happy, oh God. We can stay here and keep shouting, 5 bread, 5 loaves, 2 fish. But there was a boy there. He was nameless, faceless. But his gift was profound. His gift was something. It's just like God saying, can I have some clay? I would like to mold a man. And you happen to be there at that moment. Or just being like Isaiah at the right place and the right time. And God is saying, who shall I send? And you happen to be there at that moment. When you said goodbye to the world and you came to Jesus, is it because we didn't know what we could do with our lives? Who told you I don't like to party? Somebody looked at me and she asked me, say, how old are you? I said, which of the answers do you want? Because there's a real answer, there's the official one. So I told her, I said, guess. said, you are married, you have children, so you can't really be that young. He said, but if I didn't know all of that, I'll maybe somewhere below 30. I laughed. She's okay. She now said, what's your diet like? So I gave her. She said, hey, your diet is like this. That's why you are not aging. I said, it's in my genes, my spiritual genes. There's, if Moses could keep gazing at God till he couldn't die, that God had to tell him, climb the mountain and die. You know that instruction? It's a very funny one. Climb the mountain and die. So he needed to decide. Go and check that scripture. The guy had absorbed so much of life from spending time with God. And that's what you do when you say you are fasting, you are praying, and you are meditating, and you are absorbing divine life. That's what's happening to you, but you don't know. You thought you are just fasting. You are absorbing life. And then God needs to say, okay, young man, at this juncture, you cannot continue. Say, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. Say, go and die. So what he did was he got to the mountain. He laid at the top of the mountain, closed his eyes. Phew. That's how to die. When death has no power, Moses was not born again. Excuse me. This new covenant is more powerful, is more potent, in more glorious than anything Moses ever experienced. The difference between a Moses and believers today is the life of sacrifice that we don't have. When I see some people dancing some this thing online, I don't be laughing. People don't know that I know how to dance. When I'm listening to my friend, you know, you people just think that. You see, you know, one day I see, oh boy, your life would have been terrible because I would have just been a compendium of clubbing. Or I should sing the song for you with the rap. So you will know that I know what I'm saying. I was singing it in the night. My wife woke up and said, what is this? You know it already. Oh, praise God. Praise God. After I listened to that guy, his rant, then I concluded, Katumaya, this life was cut short deliberately. It was an attack. There was probably something about that guy that God wanted to do. And Satan did not let him land. Say, the devil cometh only to steal, to kill. He waits for a destiny to begin to blossom. That's right. Because the pain at that moment is more severe for the people who know that person. Listen to me. Only a life of covenant sacrifice can guarantee the manifestations of the glory of God in a man's life. Please write it down and remember. There are some things that are for cramming. There are some things that are for praying. But only a life of covenant sacrifice. And many times, it will inconvenience you. The scripture speaks about they that what sow in tears shall likewise return with what? Reaping with joy. Let's look for that scripture. The book of Psalms. So there are the books of Psalms and Isaiah is the hybrid interface in the Old Testament introducing the new covenant to us. Those two books, Psalms, Proverbs, a part of Proverbs, and majorly Isaiah. Is the hybrid program that introduces the New Testament because you have a lot of Messianic Psalms, you have a lot of prophetic declarations in those set of books. So I said to you that God's commitment is only where His will is being done. So you need to remember that. And number two, only a life of committed and consistent sacrifice. Sacrifice is not just money. It is the way you have chosen to order your steps before the Lord, as against what you could have been doing. If I was not born again, I would be married now. For what? No, okay, for what? Tell me now, for what? Somebody can be monitoring me. For what? Tell me now. Let's be, because people like telling lies and using God's name to. For what? I want to be free. Just have like 2-3 children. They'll be the one. Their mothers will call you. Okay, now send their school. I say, I'm coming. I'm traveling. Then if you are like my brother from the east, that my brother that is singing. After I just reach 40, just look for one of them, marry. After 45, they'll be taking picture on Instagram, posting it there. Then the other ones will be calling. He has not sent money. He has not done it. They say, your problem. Your problem is your problem. It's your problem. It's your problem. If you want to be popular, I don't know. Am I clear? Please, this is traditional. This is Bagada Michael. It's for. No, this is the one that is working. It's not working. Go and test it. You know, there are some of these churches where they don't like noise. Just like all those demigotome. Just talk. All those lucky people. The only reason why I'm not shouting today is because so this is a kind of dressing that does not allow noise. Or men's outer beast style. So now, how can a man seek God, God's kingdom and his righteousness? That's quoting from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Very quickly. Number one is to build your life around a consistent relationship with the Lord. This is very important. It's very basic, but very important. Number two, you continue to seek to know his ways daily and never being satisfied with your current spiritual state. You continue to seek him. All your songs are reflective of trying to know him more. So and I noticed that people who sing songs that are driven towards knowing the Lord more and more, there's usually this atmosphere that is around them. It's good to have all those kind of songs, the eclectic, Ibroti, Daru Christian songs. But sometimes you need some of those songs that, I want to know your heart. You don't need to be a special musician driving to work. I want to know your grace. And you are just singing and you are just going to work. Instead of waking up and listening to terrible news on some of those FM stations, you can keep your sanity and listen to some few ministers around who are getting it right. You know, I already told you after 2019, immediately after the election source, and I told you, I said, this next 4 years will be bloodbath. And some few weeks ago, or maybe like over a month, during one of the prayer meetings online, I asked us to start praying for Nigeria. You some of you remember, there is a part of that prophecy that has not happened, and Lagos State needs to get ready. So I don't want them to label me a prophet of doom. So today I want to be saying only good things. So Nigeria shall be preserved. Number three. How can a man seek God's kingdom and his righteousness? It is to understand the things that are important to his kingdom and those things that are not. If you want God to be looking at your face, listen to me and let me just say this in the line of sacrifice. Even when you are rich and you have everything you want, when God wants to do some things with you, he will ask you for something that your money cannot fix. God likes rich men. Oh. You people don't know. You just stop fellowshipping with poverty. God likes people who are rich. They did not give the body of Jesus to Peter. They gave it to a rich man. Say, as a man of God, you should only be sitting down with poor people. Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple. Hallelujah. Now, you guys need to be nice to me today. Because I've decided to be nice to you. You can see the way I'm just doing it. Maybe second service should be a prophetic service. Or what do you think? I'll remove this one. Because this one, they slow me down. I'm not used to it. I have not tested this armor. I've not tested this armor. I need to get my sling stones and this one makes you look like you have arrived. I need my bag. There's something I'm used to. Aha. Maybe second service will rethink this thing. If they force me, if you see me with it, you know that they force me. What are the things that are important to the Lord? Example. Helping the needy. Very important to God. Because if they die, they won't hear the gospel and they won't give their life to Christ. Helping the needy. Not because you have money, but because you see it as God's heart. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's not all of them you help. But some of them, they have association. So, you have to be smart. They have association in Lagos. So those that can stay here and those that can, they don't cross each other's boundary. One of them came to me properly dressed 3 weeks ago. I think, who did I go to Unilag with? Was it maybe Kemi? I don't know. Or was it Lola? Somebody I went to, Lola, on Sunday. And Pe just came. Hi, young man. You look so handsome. I just told Lola, oh yeah, start going. Say, I just have a challenge, you know. I said, we all have challenge. You see me wearing slippers. But you are using the car to judge the character. You don't even know if the car is borrowed. So there's association. And they know that they have chairman, they have everything. But God wants us to minister to the needy. A needy man cannot argue the gospel with you. Every month, when you get your salary, tell yourself, this is the amount I want to use to bless people. Get out of greed. There was a man, a young boy, that had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But when God touched it, he gave the boy back 12 baskets. You can't beat God to it. What are you going to... Is he the one that wants to eat what do you call that thing? Bread and fish. What of those of us that don't even eat fish? I'm not eating fish now for more than 30-something years. What was the big deal about the fish? But the boy brought what he had. When we get to heaven and they serve all of you bread and fish, they will give some of us butter. Because we don't eat, and I'm not going to change for nobody. Even if it's eternal fish, I will not eat it. Give me my cow head and goat head. Some of us like it like that. Just do you have this one? Oh yeah, bring down. I don't want this fish head or whatever it is. Will be pure. Okay, let's wait till then. But they are hearing me now. My guidance there, nobody should bring fish. I don't want to see fish in my mansion. They should just give me jollof rice with. I will tell you what I want when I come. Or pounded yam. If you do you have pounded yam? We are going to pound it with something we eat in Africa. Go and pound it quickly. And if they are nice, just punch the computer and the thing come out. Amen. There was a boy. For you to be able to give that which is most precious, you must have the heart of a child. Yes, sir. If not, you will struggle. Yes, you can give 500,000 and be thinking that you did something special. Meanwhile, God wants to give you 50 million. So who is special? I wanted to give a car to somebody. I wanted to give a car to somebody. So I told him, go and bring any amount you have. He didn't come back. And I didn't give him the car. It was later I told him that it was a test. It's not everything you give to people. Check whether they are worthy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you that when you keep sowing and you are planting and planting and planting, especially in your lack, on that day he will say, I was hungry. He won't say how many times you were dancing in church and you fed me. Did you see the conditions was mentioned? Say, I was sick. You came to visit me. In your mind, you are looking for big, big things that God wants to reward. It was your tokens of love. Listen to me. No giver ever does it because it's convenient. Did you hear me? No giver ever does it because it is convenient. But that is the only way up. Because if God multiplies you with your greed, with the greed in your heart, you will become a greedy rich man. You will shock people around you. And you'll be giving motivational speeches as if those people don't, they are not serious. Come on, say I'm blessed. Come on, say I'm blessed. Come on, say I am blessed. And I am a blessing. It starts from where you are. If you are a business person, go and determine. Don't wait for there to be a need. Because even though when there's a need, some people will still not do anything. But don't wait for a need to arise. And please remember, there were adults in that meeting. There were rich people in that meeting. There were business owners in that meeting. But it was only one small boy that felt like, my business is not even like, let me give it to the Lord. Come on, say my eyes are open. These are area people don't like to talk about. Oh. They like to wish for other people's testimonies and breakthrough. But people, when they tell you what they did, you can't do it. When people tell you what they did, you can't do it. One of my mentors, we went for a burial ceremony at Ikoyi Baptist Church. And while we were at the burial, my heart started going to this. Can you hear me clearly? My heart started going to this particular client of mine while I was in the bank. So I felt strongly impressed to call him. So in the church, I brought out my phone and I called him. He didn't pick. Then I called him again. Now, this is a very rich man. You see him, an Igbo man. He just wears chinos and, you know. But he has a sheep. A sheep, a big one, like Peter's home. And he told me, sir, I've never lost money. He said, because before I go, I will pray and ask God. I said, that's a level, though. Because me, even when I prayed, I see head go and I lost my money. It's not easy to hear God and be right when it has to do with business. Because all you are seeing is what you are going to make. So it's hard for God. They say, what's matter? So I said to him, he's my client. And he's very, sometimes when he talks to me, I don't feel like him. He said, Benga, you are not serious. You are not serious. Are you sure you want to do this work? In my mind, like, I'm a pastor, you are not. Why you just cool down? Stay in your lane. When we're going to move here, I spoke to myself. We need some money. We need about 7 million to pay for this place. He said, I don't understand what you are saying. And he cut off the phone. Then he called me 3 weeks later after we'd paid. Say, how about that? You were saying something, but I wasn't sure if somebody hacked your phone or something. And I said, yeah, we've paid. And I said, good, you've paid. Now, let me tell you why I didn't answer you. He said, if I had 800,000, you wanted 800,000, he said, I could have given you 2 million. He said, but I didn't give you. He said, do you know why? I didn't want to rob you of an opportunity to grow your faith. If I'd given you that money, your faith would have been crippled. He said, but a day is coming. I'm coming in with 8 million. He said, and I will not tell you. I said, we thank God. May I just need money to pay rent? All this Bible. You know, I learned it in a very painful way from a businessman. So when I called him, he didn't pick. I called him again, he didn't pick. Then he called me back. Yeah, Benga. You know, with this evil, I said, Benga, how are you? I said, I'm in a church now, and your name is being impressed in my spirit. In a burial ceremony, actually. He said, you are in a burial ceremony, and you thought of me. He said, Benga, I'm in the village now burying my dad. He said, that must be the Lord. He said, my dad was so rich, and he said to me, as the first son in Delta State, he's from Delta State. He said, as I die, don't cook, don't entertain, put my body in a coffin. All my estate I have is, when he started mentioning the amount in the man's account. Say, this one is for this orphanage, this one is for this, this one is for that. The man was preparing for generations. Say, then this one for my grandchildren, this one, he apportioned and everything. Say, Benga, I'll soon be back in Lagos. We need to see on the island. I say, I'm looking forward to that visitation, that island meeting. When your heart is like that of a child, your dependence is on your father, not on another person's father. I hope that one sank. I hope that one sank. What is going on in the next flat is not your business. In fact, when you go and they give you something, they'll say, no, we don't eat outside. Because you know there is a daily allocation that God cannot fail. Can you trust Him today? Can you trust Him today? Can you trust Him today? Let's pray. Rise on your feet. Father, as a people, we enter into a new level of communion, a new level of trust, giving ourselves to you afresh in consistent fellowship.